This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. O Jesus, gentle shepherd and living bread, guide us, lead us into everlasting life with you. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
I am not Rev. Mary. We are continuing to pray for healing of heart for Mary, for John, for Nora, and family at the loss of Billy, husband and father. There is a short story that through the years has been very special to me. Perhaps you are aware of it and know it. It's by Shel Silverstein. And it is called The Missing Piece. And I'd like to share with you a video version of that story. It was a missing piece and it was not happy. So it set off in search of its missing piece. And as it rolled, it sang this song, "I'm looking for my missing piece. Heidi ho, here I go, looking for my missing piece." Sometimes it baked in the sun, but then the cool rain would come down. But then the cool rain would come down. And because it was missing a piece, it could not roll very fast. So it would stop to talk to a worm or smell a flower. And sometimes it would pass a beetle. Sometimes the beetle would pass it. And this was the best time of all. And on it went over oceans. Oh, I'm looking for my missing piece over land and over seas, so grease my knees, fleece my bees. Looking for my missing piece through swamps, jungles, up mountains and down mountains. Until one day, lo and behold, I found my missing piece, so grease my knees and fleece my knees. Wait a minute. Before you go greasing your knees and fleecing your bees, I'm not your missing piece. I'm nobody's piece. I'm my own piece. Even if that was somebody's missing piece, I don't think I'd be yours. Oh, I'm sorry to have bothered you. And on it rolled, it found another piece, but this one's too small. This one's too big. This one was a little sharp. And this one was too square. All over time, it seemed to have found the perfect piece, but it didn't hold it tightly enough and lost it. Another time, it held too tightly and it broke. So on and on it rolled, having adventures, falling into holes, and bumping into stone walls. And then one day it came upon another piece that seemed to be just right. Hi. Hi. Are you anybody else's missing piece? Not that I know of. Well, maybe you'd want to be your own piece. I can be someone's and still be my own. Maybe I do. Maybe we won't fit. Well, It fit. It fit perfectly. At last, at last. And away it rolled because it was now complete. It rolled faster and faster than it had ever rolled before. So fast it could not stop to talk to a worm or smell a flower. Too fast for a butterfly to land. It could sing its happy song. At last it could sing, "I found my missing piece. I found my nizergees of frown, my mizzen breeze." Oh my, now that it was complete, it could not sing at all. Aha, so that's how it is? So it stopped rolling, set the piece down gently, and slowly rolled away. And as it rolled, it softly sang, "Oh, I'm looking for my missing piece. Heidi ho, here I go. Looking for my missing piece." Thank you. in some way, shape, or form in our lives, we're all looking for our missing piece. And we are given this gospel today, and we are sort of reiterating it over and over again with all these different versions of Psalm 23 that we sing and recite, that there is only one perfect fit for us to find that missing piece. And it is our Good Shepherd, Jesus. When we look at this image that Jesus gives us, he is drawing upon the knowledge that his community had of what a good shepherd would do. They would have an encasement to protect the sheep, but it would be shaped almost like the letter C with an opening on the end. And as Jesus says, he is the good shepherd, he himself becomes that gate. And so nothing bad can get in, and none of the naughty little sheep can get out. It becomes protection. It becomes the way in which the sheep are truly cared for. It is Jesus telling us, do you want to find your missing piece? Well, then look to me. And what an incredible gift he gives to us. Those words of Psalm 23 that in such an artistic way tell us that no matter what happens in our life, if Jesus is there, our good shepherd will never let us be led astray, that we are safe. So today we celebrate a special way of looking at our missing piece. We celebrate today what is called the Rite 13 celebration of manhood and womanhood. And today, two of our members are celebrating that transition, Katie Goudat and A.J. Colts, and we celebrate them today. There is a little exercise I do at our school with our eighth graders when they graduate, and it has to do with an understanding of what we do as we're growing up. And when we are young and in the crib, I can remember my own child doing this. When they get to the stage of exploring and trying things out, when they can stand themselves up in that crib, sooner or later, they will take one of their stuffed animals, and what do they do with it? They throw it on the floor just to see what's going to happen. And then is mom or dad going to come and get it, or brother or sister, and give it back? Trying out different things to see what will fit. Well, as we grow, and as these two young people today, Katie and AJ, they're trying things out, just like we all do. And this milestone celebration gives us the opportunity to give them back that stuffed animal, to affirm them as we affirm all of our youth. And so in a short while, we are going to throw back to Katie and throw to AJ those things and those traits and those possibilities that we hope and dream for them. We gathered on Friday night, and with our wonderful youth leaders, Nick and Shannon, all of us wrote down different traits, different gifts that we observe in the two of them. And they ranged all across the board with all sorts of wonderful things. And I noticed that even as teenagers are reluctant to do, they smiled a little bit, hearing those nice things being said. But this just scratches the surface. We heard wonderful things that Katie and AJ were actually able to say about themselves. And we heard wonderful things from their parents. And Nick and Shannon and myself were able to add in some things that we observe as well. And this incredible linkage of their gifts, we will enwrap them with in a few short minutes when we do our Rite 13 ceremony. Thank you very much for that. Looking for our missing piece. There is that stage of it that we are called to be disciples. We're called to be followers of Jesus. And as we are able to affirm one another in that, there is a second stage to it. That we are also called to be shepherds with Jesus. That we are called to be those who protect, those who guard, those who care for and love. And thus the circle is complete. Here's an example. Back in 2002, we celebrated for the first time in this church this Rite 13 celebration of manhood and womanhood. If we can put up that first slide. Now, on the left of this slide is the first full-time youth minister under my tenure here, and that was Steffi Reed over on the left. And if you look closely, you might see some familiar faces of two people in the middle. If we go to the next slide, and then the next slide. Nick Zalewski and Shannon Poirier. Who would have known that our good shepherd, next slide, would have led them to their pilgrimage experience together? And then, next slide, they would have fallen in love, pursued incredible service careers. Shannon, first as a nurse, Nick, serving faithfully in our armed forces. And now teaching our young people, and now completing that circle, next slide, serving as our youth ministers most recently on our mission trip to the Keys. They didn't know I was going to do that, because they would have probably stopped me. But what it shows is what this church is all about. We are about helping our families and our young people to be nurtured by their good shepherd, to try those things out, to throw those metaphorical stuffed animals out there, and for us to give them positive feedback, and for as well for us to help them complete their missing piece in a life of faith in Jesus Christ. It is an incredible gift that we are given in this place. And we are all called to go out and to be with the Good Shepherd in ministry one to another. I ran across a particular prayer that addresses this, and I would like us to share it together. If we could put it up on the screens, if you can read it, I'd invite you to read it with me. Lord of the 23rd Psalm, I have known death, and you have refreshed my soul. I have known fear, and you have comforted me. I have known hunger, and you have set a feast before me. In the darkest valley, no calamity of humankind or nature has separated us. Teach me to walk as you walk, beside those in mourning, so that they will know joy, Beside those in fear, that they will know comfort. Beside those in hunger, that they will feast until their cup overflows. As your goodness and love follow me, may mine follow my neighbor, that the threat of the worst terrors may turn to the knowledge of the comforts of the house of the Lord, where you have invited us to dwell forever. And so, let me strive to help build on earth what you have promised us in heaven. In the face of all calamity, present and yet to come, let me lead my neighbor beside quiet waters, the quiet waters of the Good Shepherd. Amen. With that, let us continue with our prayers of the people.